reading and then the gospel reading, which is in the Gospel of Matthew, the theme of charity, which is love. So I want to make several comments today. In the gospel passage, we find ourselves right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is found in three chapters in Matthew's gospel. It's chapters 5, 6, and 7. It's a collection of sayings and teachings of Jesus, which emphasizes his moral teaching. When Jesus said, "You have learned how it was said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth," what did he mean by that? Well, he was referring to the Old Covenant, the law of Moses. That law gave the Jewish people their unique standing among all the nations of the world, because God himself had given it to them. For 1,500 years, Israel's prophets and rabbis had interpreted it, applied it to changing circumstances, and exhorted the people to live it out. But never had a faithful Israelite ever claimed authority over it. So, when Jesus says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you," what's he doing there? He's implying an addition to the law. His listeners are faced with someone who claims authority over the law of Moses. Jesus is requiring them a new allegiance, making way for a new covenant. Next in the passage, Jesus is showing the disciples the idea they ought to have of themselves and the idea they ought to have of others. Let's look at two of the examples that Jesus gives this morning. Turn the other cheek, and the tunic and cloak. What is going on there? Well, according to Jewish custom, slapping someone on the face with the back of one's hands was twice as insulting as slapping someone with the palm of one's hand. So a right-handed person slapping someone else on the right cheek, which is the case that Jesus is implying here, implies just such a backhanded blow. This shows us that Jesus is interested here in how we react to insults and humiliations. Jesus doesn't want us to cave into feelings of resentment or bitterness when we are insulted, slighted, or humiliated. If we do cave in, which most of us probably would, myself included, it shows we have yet to learn Jesus' precious lesson of meekness and humility of heart. So how about the tunic? What's going on with the tunic? By law, a Jew could be forced to hand over one's tunic as payment of legal recompense. Even poor men at the time would have actually owned two tunics, but not a cloak. Most only owned one cloak. And it was not only used as a coat during the day, but also a blanket at night. By urging us to give our tunic as well as our cloak, Jesus shows us how the Christian heart reaches beyond the letter of the law, even when treated unfairly. As followers of Christ, we should depend on God's unfailing love and generous forgiveness for our self-esteem. And then we can live out these shocking ethical norms, maintain our interior peace, whereas most will blow a fuse and bubble up with resentment. We know that Christ offers the gift of God's love and forgiveness to each and every man and woman. We, as followers, can rise above our natural feelings and inclinations and respond to Jesus' higher calling of selfless love and sincerely trying to help others, even our enemies, to find what we have found, that being Christ. This universal Christian charity is what distinguishes us as followers of Christ. Why? Because it's the distinguishing mark of God. God, who in his very being is what? God is love. So, now we have to look at Jesus. On the night he was captured, and that Good Friday morning, he was cruelly tortured. He was beaten, slapped in the face, his beard was pulled, he was spit on, he was whipped to a bloody pulp, stripped naked, mocked, slandered, publicly humiliated, unjustly condemned, and suffered a gruesome death sentence. Yet throughout all of that, he never once resented, hated, or retaliated. Absolutely amazing. Jesus is our model. He is who we are to imitate. It's not easy for any of us, of course. I'm the first one to admit it. I can barely control my own temper. Loving our enemies and loving others over ourselves can sometimes seem impossible. But we must strive. None of us are perfect, but we try the best we can. And when we come up short, we come back to the Lord of mercy and the Lord of forgiveness. With God's grace, we can do just what Jesus is asking of us. The Christian road truly is a narrow road, and it's hard to stay on it. But remember, wide is the road to hell. Jesus gives us the strength. He will always give us the grace. We need to trust him, stay close to him, and the sacraments he gave us in the church. The Eucharist nourishes us and sustains us and keeps us strong as we follow this narrow, difficult path of life. The Eucharist is supernatural food for our souls. Consider, over the next few weeks, Lent's right around the corner, consider receiving the sacrament of confession. Lighten the load and spiritual burden that your soul may be carrying. Jesus wants to free you of any loads or any burdens. Let us ask the Lord today to grant us the strength to turn the other cheek, give up our cloak, and go the extra mile for others. Amen.